It's just like you're there.
Yeah,
and when you come back,
I need to
take
do
the
that.
Test.
That's okay. I'll send you a test from there.
Is there milk?
Okay, we're on Vav Amud Beis 6B. Here, take a look at how the page looks. It's about a little more than a third down the page. The last word on the line after the two dots. Tough resh, Tana Rabbanan. Look at you're looking at the last word on the line. That's a what do you call it? With strikel marks. An abbreviation. Tough resh. You got it?
No.
One more. There. There it is. Tough race. Turn around.
You're making it look bigger now.
I will, but first I want to get the page set up, because now you have an idea where on the page. When I do this,
you don't know.
Then you don't know where on the page it is. Okay, even though I just said Tana Rabbanan, alright, so we're going to discuss the next part of the Mishnah that's going on, the words L'shalim Teshlume Nezek. You gotta pay. What do you pay? From the best of the land. That's the next part, it's the last part of the Mishnah. So now we have the following Tana Rabbanan. The rabbis taught in a Braisa the following. Braisa is being brought to you. It quotes the verse of the Torah. Meitav sadehu, the best of his field, umeitav karmo yishalem, and the best of his vineyard you shall pay. So let us get ourselves the right context over here for a moment. And this is in what? Where is this pasuk in, Martin?
This is in Shmos 22:4.
Okay, here we go. 22:4. Now look carefully at this pasuk up on the screen. Kiyah, this is the damage of Shein and Regel. Remember, from Shein and Regel, we learned Meitav, the best, and then we learned all the others from that. It says, Kiyaver ish sodeh, if a man shall cause a field or a vineyard to be eaten, O Kerem. Okay, so now, Vishilach es beiro ubir biste acher. He sends his animal out, and it consumes in another field. Okay, so he has made this damage happen. So meitav sadehu, the best of his field, umeitav karma yishalem, the best of his vineyard you shall pay. The question is, who is the owner of the his?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's focus in exactly.
It says his own.
Wasn't it intuitive that it would be the guy
who damaged? Well, I don't know. And the best of his vineyard, and the best
of
his...
It says he's owned there, the translation.
So I know, but there's two people who own, right? If a man causes a field or vineyard to be eaten, and shall put it in this beast, and shall feed in another man's field. So we're talking about two different people. Mm-hmm. The man who causes animal to eat in somebody else's field. There's two people involved. The man, there's two men.
Yeah.
Right? There's the man who owned the animal and the animal got damaged. And the Torah's talking about both of them. Now it says, of the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard shall he make restitution. Who is that best?
Yeah, it's a good question, yeah.
So, you know, who is the best field he got to pay from? And we'll see. But that's going to be the discussion. Who is the author of that pronoun, his?
The damager or the damagee?
Yes, so that's going to be that's what the Bryce is going to discuss. Here's the question. So first opinion says, Meitav sadehu shel nizak. It's the best of the field of the nizak. The nizak is the damagee. Umeitav karmo shel nizak. And the best vineyards of the damagee. We're going to see whose opinion that is. But there's a Rashi right there. Rashi says, "Ameitav sadehu shel nizak, shim achla aruga b'sadehu." If let's say his animal eats a row of food in the other guy's field, so now shamin aruga mishubacha shel nizak, we would look and see what is the most expensive row in that field, Kama yafa achshav. How much is it worth now in peros seha with his fruits? Kama te yafa below peros. And how much it would be worth without it? Vinosin when he gives it to him. So you know, so that's interesting. Doesn't mean he necessarily ate a very pricey roe. In other words, the damage has a number of roes, right? And you could have some roes are better quality and some are less quality. So we evaluate how much would it have been worth if it was full with good fruits, and how much is it worth missing those good fruits, right? Which is an interesting position, because you'd think, just pay what he damaged, for goodness sake. Right? What's the question?
Put a value.
What did he damage?
You've got to put a value on
it. Did he damage the better part of the field or not the better part of the field? That's a difficult Rashi to understand, right? But that's the first opinion. And that is, whose opinion is that?
That's Tana Rabbanan.
No, it's Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is the opinion of
Rabbi Yishmael.
Now, look at note 15. Rabbi Yishmael's ruling is not fully articulated by the Braisa. It is unclear whether Rabbi Yishmael requires the animal's owner to pay land equal in value to the damaged party's best parcel, or whether he requires the animal's owner to pay land equal in quality to the damaged party's best parcel.
That's the same thing.
Gemara will explore both possibilities.
That's the same thing.
Well, let's again. The first one is, because if you wanted to pay land equal in value to the damaged party's best parcel, because animals aren't to pay land equal in quality to the damaged party's best parcel. We're not exactly sure what he's saying over here, right? But certainly, you do reckon with the nicest field of the damage E. Okay? So let's say the animal ate a very lousy roe. Right? So we would have to figure what would be the most expensive one there, and how much, you know, you'd figure if you take a very fancy field, and what would be missing a roe? And you pay the difference.
That's even though it was a lousy roe, you pay the top.
You would look as if he had damaged a good field.
Yeah.
And he pays a higher amount, which is not too intuitive. I wouldn't think that way, but that seems to be what he said.
The benefit of the doubt to the damage.
Yeah, but we know what he ate, don't we?
We know he ate from the back.
That's going to be the question. We'll have to see. It's a difficult position to understand right now. Okay, we don't have to understand yet. The Gemara is going to ask questions on it. But he's focusing on the damage. Okay, moving along. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. And says, Lo baha kosov, the text is only coming ella what? Ligvos lenezikin mina edis. It's only coming to what? To collect for damage from the damager's own superior land. He's coming to get from his superior land. Now I lost my Rashi on this. Let's try if we can find it again. Here we go. He says no, we go to the damager.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Rashi. Lobakos eligos anzigaminaidis. Shel mazik of the damager. The shaman aruga shel nizik. You evaluate the road that got damaged. Ufimashi, whatever the damage was. You look at the damagee and say, okay, what did he damage? This row. How much is the row worth? $20. Okay, that is the damage. Now, how are we going to pay it from? The damager wants to give land. Vidmeniska to pay for the damage. No, Sinai Maitav Sadosav Shavas Adami. He has to pay for his best field. That's the opinion that makes the most sense.
Right.
He's just saying, what was the damage to the damagee? What did he actually damage? And you pay that. What do you pay from? If you want to pay from land, pay from your best land. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion seems to be the simplest one to understand. We look and see exactly what the damage was. We know what the damage was. Look in the field, see what's missing. Was right? Then you go and say, okay, it's $20. Now, you want to pay from your land, Mr. Damager? Well, let's sell the best of your land.
Right.
Well, Rabbi Yishmael's position is hard to understand. Why are we evaluating it more than what it was worth? Yeah?
If the damage has been established at being at $20, what is the best parcel or worse? the damager, all he has to do is come up with $20.
Yes, but what if he does? Of course, of course.
Whether he sells the best of his land or the poorest.
No, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. What if he wants to pay with land.
How is he going to pay with land?
He says, here's a little piece of land. It's yours.
In his field, he's going to give him a piece of land?
Yeah. Look, what did Rashi say?
He said $20.
I said, if he wants to give him the land. When you're paying with landed property.
So if he,
that's what we,
if he damaged a little square piece, he's going to give him that in his land?
Listen, he has a lot of options. If you want, pay cash. But if you say, I have no cash, I have zero cash, I do not want to sell my whole property, I will just sell you off, I'll sever off one little row.
And give it to you.
That's it.
Okay. Sam, I owe you $20. All I got is a $1,000 bill. You gotta break
your
bill.
Give me the $1,000, I'll give you the change.
The guy's got no money. He's got no money.
Anyway,
he's
but this is different, obviously, because you're gonna take a piece of land.
We're just saying, if you're paying with land, you pay with the best land.
Fine.
That's the way, Rabbi Akiva learns, and that seems to be the simple shot. While on the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel is not saying that at all. Rabbi Shmuel is saying we're looking at, you know, the property of the damagee. And that, you know, is a hard position to understand. All right, that's the Braisa. We're not done. Two more words to the Braisa. And how do I know this is Rabbi Akiva? The Kal V'Chomer, I use the a fortiori argument. I use a Kal V'Chomer argue, mint lehedish from the temple treasury, and the Gemara below, Rashi says, Mefar Shekhomer. We're going to explain what that last line means later on. Okay, that's the Braisa. That's the whole Braisa. So therefore, if you have a Braisa in our notes, the Braisa says, to wait 1 second for the first time to come up. At least the first time takes so long. And sometimes even longer.
It's okay, man.
Yeah,
there it is. It's all there.
Central issue. Whose land is the Mishnah referring to when it says that he must pay for the damage from the best of his land? That's the issue. Whose land is the Mishnah referring to? So, statement of the Mishnah was, he must pay for the damage from the best of his land. Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, from the best of his field and vineyard he will pay, from land equal to the best land of the victim.
Okay.
Rabbi Akiva says, I hate when that happens. I have to be so careful how I touch this. Okay. Rabbi Akiva says, the verse teaches that the damages are collected from edis, that's a word you should learn, highest quality land of the damager, Kal V'Chomer of Hekdesh. Okay, from that price alone, we really don't understand Rabbi Shmuel's position at all. We don't understand what Rabbi Akiva, he's learning it out from Hekdesh, from holy things, we don't know what that means either. Okay, there's a lot that the Gemara has to still explain. But that's just a price. That's just a price. Okay, so now, it's not doing it. Okay, so now let's continue. The Gemara continues now. The Gemara asks a question now. Gemara asks a question. For Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you know, anybody who's looking at this price, they got a question over here. And that's what Rashi says. Rabbi Shmuel, the Kaparich, and the Gemara is going to ask, Vaday din hud l'sham shmein. Of course you're going to pay the best land. You have to see what it's going to say now. But let's see. More asked about. According to Shmuel, let's say, achal shmeina. Let's say the animal ate, shmein means fat, a rich bed of vegetables. An expensive bed of vegetables, yeah? Top quality vegetables. Well, obviously, mishal shmein, you're going to pay the best, aren't you? I mean, right? If the animal ate the very best thing, right? Obviously, you're going to pay that, right? And if you ate a very lean, poor bed of vegetables, mishalim shmeina, you pay the poor quality. So Rashi says, me mishalim shmeina, who would think you have to pay from the better quality? Beat me, it's a wonder, it's a quick murder, it's a stand the price, it's never mishal at all.
That's right.
What do you mean? You look at the best piece of land he has, and you pay from that? In other words, the question is, Rabbi Shmuel seems to say, okay, the guy damaged. We pay from the best of the field you pay. What does it mean? We look at the damagee's property. We look at what the best part was, even though it wasn't eaten. We know one thing. There was one row eaten. Good. So what do? We look at his most expensive row and make him pay from the most expensive row.
Four domestics.
Right? Even though more say, well, I don't understand. Let's see what he ate. What did he eat? If he ate a cheap row, pay the cheap row. When you just automatically say it's the expensive row, doesn't make any sense. That's the question. I don't understand Rabbi Shmuel. So more offers suggestion number one. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin. Rav Idi, the son of Avin, says, well, we have to understand what the scenario is over here. Hakabamayaskina. Obviously, the Brisa must be speaking about the following situation, no? For example, Kigon, let's say the story is, Sha'achal Aruga Bein Arugos. He eats one row from many rows. And Rashi adds, Bein Ha'arugos. Rashi adds, V'yesham Arugos Shmenos. There are fat rows. Utu'unas Peres Harvey, they're holding a lot of fruits. V'kechushos, and there's weak rows. Utu'unas Man, have a little bit. V'lo Yadina, we don't know. Ha'ach Aruga Nechelos Marinu. We know he ate one row, but we don't know what that row was. In other words, the guy, let's say, has 20 rows.
Right.
And some rows are really good and some rows are really bad. And the owner, I think he remembered that row 6, it was a good row. Row 8 was a bad row.
Once you've eaten, you
he knows,
know,
right? Some of them are really good, some of them are really bad. Now there's a row missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he ate an aruga from the arugas. He ate a row from the row. And the Gemara continues. Velo yadina, but we don't know. Ikachusha, if it was a lean row, achal. If it was a fat row. So that's what Rabbi Yishmael says. Dimeshalim Shmeina. You make him pay from the best. When we're not sure, you make him pay for the best. But certainly Rabbi Yishmael would agree that if we know he definitely ate from a poor row, you don't pay it. So therefore, look at point 21. Thus, the Gemara's objection is answered. For we never knowingly require one to pay more than damage that he caused. So when the Torah says you pay from the best, it's in the case where you're not sure which row you ate, you pay from the best of the field of the damagee. Okay, that makes sense already.
But if you are sure, then you don't do that.
Then you just pay.
You pay whatever the value
whatever
is.
Whatever you damaged.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That seems to be a good answer, eh?
Yes. Is that the reasoning, Rabbi, that the damager in actual fact is making sure that the damagee can in actual fact come back to him at a higher price? In other words, the person who damaged is offering, must pay at the higher price.
Right. Even though we don't know what he damaged.
Because
okay. He ate one roll. Some of the rolls are, let's say, worth $50 and some of the rolls are worth $20. And the guy for sure damaged one row, but he doesn't know which row. So you don't know, so why should I lose? Pay 50. Yes?
The other scenario is that we don't know what point in growth of these vegetables are eaten. So if they're eaten when they're very small, the animal doesn't care, but it could have the potential to be the very best.
Well, that's a whole different
that's
issue. That's a good
that's
issue raising.
Issue.
But
it's coming up. That's wow. I think that's coming up.
Well,
ahead.
It's coming up as well.
Know.
Oh, boy.
But so far, that's not what Gemara is bringing, but that's an interesting thing. So let's assume they were all in fully developed the same way. Generally, mm-hmm. The rows are going to be coming up pretty similar. But that's a valid point. And we're not sure. Gemara now is going to object to this answer. Because this answer contradicts a very well-known concept that we know. And this is the concept. The concept's called, say it first and we'll look inside. Now, who wants to be taking money? The damagee has a claim against the damager. He wants to take money. Now, we have a rule. Whenever you want to take, money always stays where it is. You don't move the money around until you definitely know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because just to take money from people, you need proof to be able to take money from people. If I say, Tony owes me $100, Tony says, no. I said, too bad, you owe me $100, pay me. So what do we say? I want to take money from you. You say, bring me proof.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And if I don't bring proof, the money sits by Tony.
That's the rule.
So now we're not sure. Did I damage 50? Did I damage 20? We don't know. Well, the damagee wants to take $50 out of my pocket. The damager says, you know what, I'll give you 20, because I know for sure I did 20, but the rest, you prove that I damaged more. The onus, when you want to take money, the onus is always on the one who wants to take.
the cash.
If we're in, whenever in doubt, the onus is on the taker to prove what he wants to take. So here that doesn't fit. We're not sure. Was it 50? Was it 20? Nobody knows. So now we want to take money away from somebody? Well, we only take the minimum unless you have proof. That's Gemara's question coming up.
Well, we thought we established, but actually they're going into
the... Amar Rava, says Rava, wait a minute. Uma ilu yadinan dechachush ochel. What if we knew he ate a week roll? Let's say everybody knew he ate a week roll. What would we pay? Lo mishalim, you would not pay elakachush, only for a poor amount. If we knew. So now he says a simple question. Hashta delo yadinan. So just because we don't know, ikachush ochel yishmein ochel, he don't know if he ate the big one or the good one. So should you pay for the more important one? That's what Rashi says. Beat me, it's a wonder. Hanezik, the nizak, the guy who got damaged, who most of the time wants to take away from his friend. Full of right, he's bringing the proof. So if that's the case, you want to say, Mishalim Shemen, he has to pay for the better one? Why should he pay for the better one? We have a rule, and this is the golden rule. Hamotzi mechaver, if you want to take money from your friend, Allah Araya, the burden of proof is upon you. And therefore, this answer is not an acceptable answer. That to say that the Brisa is speaking in a case, Rabbi Shmuel says, when we're not sure the value of it is, and the Torah says you pay the higher amount, that doesn't make sense. That's counterintuitive to the general rules of collection. General rules of collection is, when in doubt, you must bring proof or you can't collect anymore. So therefore, this answer is not a good answer. So we go back to square one. What's the interpretation of Rabbi Yishmael? Why is he saying you give from the best property of the damagee? So, we come up with the next golden word. Ella, but! But means a totally different answer. Whenever you have Ella, but, rather, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov gives the following answer. Now, If you look in Rashi there, Rashi says, Chavi Garcina, Moda Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael will admit, Delo Mishalim El Demei Aruga Lefimashihi. Rabbi Yishmael agrees you only pay the row you damaged. That's not a question. Of course you pay the row you damaged. Ubaha Pligi. But here's going to be the argument. The Gemara is going to elaborate on it more. Kigon Shahoisa Idis Denizik Kiziburis Demazik. The damagee's property was higher, his highest quality property was equal to the lowest quality property of the one who damaged him.
Right,
the
man. Oh my, that's a new, that's another okay. aspect.
Let's put this out over here.
It's another facet of the whole argument.
Here you've got the Nizak, the one who was damaged. And the Mazik, the one who did create the damage. So let's say the Nizak has three fields. We're going to call it, a grade A, grade B, grade C. This is the best. Okay? The Mazik also has three fields.
B, C, D.
There's only
right?
C.
C, D,
and C. And C, C, and C. Is like this. A, double A, triple A. So his A is the worst. Okay, so now the animal came along and he's eating from this field. So he ate from the Nizek's best field. But this is only, but now, if he's going to have to pay from his field, that type of stuff, his worst is equal to his best.
Yeah,
it's the same kind of field.
Same grade.
Okay.
Same grade.
Oh, I see.
But it's the Mazik's worst. It's the Mazik's worst.
Mazik's worst.
But it's equal to the Nizik's best.
So should he pay from his best then? Yeah.
So Saber looks in Rashi. The Nizik is the Mazik. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, did the Nizik Shamina, we evaluate the Nizik's best and not the Mazik's best. Dodik Siv Bekra, when it says in the text, Yishama Bidmei Nisko, Mikarka Meita, when it says you pay for the damage from the better field, Asodas Nisko, it's going on the Nizek, the damages field. He pays from his lowest field, Bishav Nisko. In other words, he's saying like this. The Torah says you pay from the best, man. Whose best do you pay from? His best or his best?
Nizek.
So in a case where the best of the Nizek was eaten, so you pay from this one.
The value of that one.
Same one.
Now, so which property does the Mazik have to sell?
His worst.
His worst, because that's equal to his best.
What if he ate from C?
That's the only case the Torah is telling us.
This is pretty unique.
It's not just a unique case, but that's a very possible case. A rich man's animal ate up a poor man's field. So whatever the best is, let's put it this way. If he went lower, then obviously he can only pay out from the worst. Right? Whatever the Nizek's got, the best he's got is equal or less than the worst that the Mazik has. It doesn't have to be exactly. It can be as long as the Mazik's worst field is better than anything else.
But that's just a complicated way of saying that you're paying for the value that you destroyed.
Just talk about it in terms of value.
Yeah. So much easier. Yeah, but based on which field? Question is, when we say you pay from the best field, it's not talking about the Mazik's field. Mazik, I don't want to give away my good field. I'm going to give away from, what did I damage? Well, I damaged this guy's best. Now, if this guy's best is equal to my best, then I got to sell my best.
Right. Well, we haven't established whether it's the Nazik's best or the Nizak's best.
We're saying that's folly, isn't it? The Torah is saying, in a case where the Nizak's best is equal to the Mazik's worst, you look at the Nizak's best, and the Mazik makes a comparable field to that. Basically, look at what you damaged here, and you make it comparable to what he damaged.
What happens if the Nazik's fields are all worse than the best of the Nizak? Then you got another problem. You see, you can get into all kinds of scenarios.
Then you can't do better than his best.
Yeah. Which is worse than his best.
You can't do better than that. What else do you want from the guy?
Set all three fields
to cover. The measuring stick starts from the Nizak.
Yeah.
What was the field of the Nizaks?
The best.
And the best one that was damaged, what he damaged, you match it up two. Against the Mazik.
But in Sam's case, you could just make up for it by giving more quantity of it.
Set all three fields.
Fine, that's fine. But the question is, does the Mazik always have to give his best field? The answer is no.
No, we haven't. Well, okay.
We look at the best, the Nizik's field. We look at the Nizik's field. And if that's his best, the Mazik matches the field when he can. And this is the Mazik's benefit now. It doesn't hurt the Nizik much, because he's getting exactly the same kind of land that he had beforehand.
So it is the damage
but
of Nizik.
I might have thought the Mazik has to give him his best land less land. No, you give it compared to the Nizik's land. Yeah. That's what he means.
So that's it. That establishes that Nizak's best.
So rather, let's look at English. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, what are we speaking about? Let's continue. Hacha b'maya skinan, the case that Rabbi Shmuel is speaking about is what? Kegon, for example, Shoisa Idis the Nizak. Idis means the best field of the damagee. Kiziboris, Boris is the worst. You go to the worst amount of the Mazik. Okay? Now, Ubaha Kapligi. And now, what is the argument based on? Now, Rabbi Akiva is clearly arguing on that. What would Rabbi Akiva say?
No, you pay from the best of the Mazik.
You pay from the best of the Mazik's field.
Yeah.
That's the machlokes.
So you can't do
when
that.
You damage a guy's field and the damagee's best is equal to the damager's worst, Rabbi Shmuel says, you look at the best field of the damagee and the damager just has to match that and with his worst. Rabbi Akiva says, no. You go from the best of the damager's field. That's the argument.
Why?
But what's the argument based on? So let's see. Ubahapli, Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Bidin Isik Shaminan, Rabbi Shmuel holds that we assess what's considered superior in terms of the damaged party's properties. Right? That's what we look at.
Right.
Not giving the logic, just saying the facts.
Right.
Rabbi Akiva Savar, Bidin Isik Shaminan. And we look in terms of the damager's best field. Now, if you look in Rashi, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Bidin Isik Shaminan, Lamentav Dekra, when the Pasuk says best, the Olav made this late. So now when we read the Pasuk, how do we look at it? Let's go back to the Pasuk now. Go back to the Pasuk. If a man shall cause a field or a vine to be eaten and shall be put in his beast and shall feed another man's field. And the case is that the damager ate from the best of the damagee.
Yeah.
But that best is equal to the damager's worst. So now the question is, of the best of his own field, whose field is it talking about? The damager, the damagee. That's the machlokas,
Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says his own field is the damagee.
What the word his means. But now this, we understand what the case is, and now we have a clear machlokas. They would all agree, if the fields were equal, you give from the best of the damager. No question. But here, the values are different.
Right.
So that's the machlokas. So now the question is, well, what's the logic behind that machlokas? So now is where you got to really analyze the pasuk properly now. The more now asks, my time of the Rabbi Shmuel. What's the reason for Rabbi Shmuel? So Rabbi Shmuel is going to use what we call Xerah Shavah, comparing one thing to another. He says, let's take a look carefully. Nemar Sada Lamata. It says the word sadeh, field below, at the end of the text, where it says, meitav sadeh yeshal, you pay for the best of his field. It says one time sadeh. V'nemar sadeh lamala, and it says also the word sadeh above. Let me show you again in the pasuk. Let's go back over here. Kiyaver ish sadeh. If a man shall cause a field, okay, to be eaten. Whose field is that? If a man shall cause a field or vineyard be eaten, whose field? The Nizah. So it says field over here, and again, go back here, look over here now, and it shall feed in another man's field.
That's the Nizah again.
Okay, so we've mentioned Sada twice, and Sada meant the damagee's field.
Right, right.
So if the sada is damagee's field in the beginning of the pasuk, so when it comes to the end of the best of his own field, it's the same field we've been talking about for the first two times.
Okay, so it's nizak.
If the first two fields are the nizak, then the last one is the nizak. And that's what only makes sense, because that will make us less confused.
Yeah.
If it says field before, it must be the same field from the best of his field. Because the only field we've been talking about is for the damagee's field. So now we pay of his own field, the best field, meaning to say that field which you damage, if that is the best, then that's the one you measure up against.
Right.
You keep, be consistent with whose field was it in the beginning. It's the same field it was at the end.
What if it's not the best field that they from?
Forget it.
That's fine. That's okay.
Stop giving cases that the Chumash is not giving.
That's all right.
All right?
That's
if it's not best, then it's different law.
Yeah.
Different law. We're talking about where it is the best field he's got. You always measure what's the best that he has. If that's the best that he has. How does it relate? You look at it, you measure the damages, and then slide across the other one. Whatever the best of the damagee is. I'm making all kinds of complicated cases. Let's just keep the simple case. The simple case comes out very nice. Okay, so that's Rabbi Shmuel's position. What's going to be Rabbi Akiva's position? Seems to be a good point over here. Rabbi Akiva said... Oh, so let's. I'm going to read inside Rabbi Shmuel. Ma sutter melamala de nizik. Just like the sutter that was said above is referring to the damagee. So, sada amr lamata denizik. Also, the sada said below is the damagee as well. And that's what Rashi says. Vahachi kamar kra. This is what the pasuk says. Shim yesh lamazik karka hadoma le'idis denizik. If the damager has land that's similar to the best of the damagees, yishamavani, you pay from that kind of field, shir demay niska, the amount to pay for that. That's his opinion. Rabbi Akiva differs. Rabbi Akiva says, no. It says, Meitav Sadehu, U Meitav Karmo Yishalem. The best of his field he shall pay. Who's paying?
The damage.
damager, and he pays from the best of his field. We stick to the same subject of the last clause.
So
in the last clause, meaning to say, the hey, the cup, mishalem, it clearly means that the damages must be paid. Look, it says, it clearly means that the damages must be paid with the choice of the one who is paying the damager.
The damage of the fields, okay.
Where's footnote 26? Whoa, what's going on over here? Back it up. I didn't get the 26. Okay, so you can go back to 25. Rabbi Shmuel said we have a gzeirah shavah, right? But Rabbi Akiva does not apply the gzeirah shavah here. For he holds that the plain meaning of the verse, that the damager must pay with his own best field, cannot be overridden by the gzeirah shavah. So, let's take a look again at the pasuk, and now you'll see the two sides of the coin. I agree that the first time it said field, right at the beginning of the verse, is talking about the damagee's field. Second time it said damagee's field. So Rabbi Yishmael says, well, I guess the next time it says field, it's also damagee's field.
Right.
That's a nice, cute, exegesis trick. But Rabbi Yishmael says, forget about the tricks. What's the simple meaning of the last clause? The last clause says, Yishalem, he shall make restitution. Who's making the restitution?
The damager.
Damager, and he's making of the best
that's
of
field.
His
yeah.
own field, the best of his own, shall he. Who's the common pronoun in the last clause? The damager. If I only look at the last clause, and I don't look at the rest, just look at the left, pretend you didn't know what the first half of the pasuk says.
Then the damager for sure.
If you just took this clause on its own, of the best of his own field, the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution. So whose field are we talking about?
Damager's field, the best.
For sure, that clause, independent of anything else, is talking about the damager. Because it's if you don't know who the he is, it's the same guy. The guy who pays is the same his. Rabbi Kiva says, he can't change the simple meaning of the text. Rabbi Shmuel says, oh, I will. I'm going to say it's a gzeirah shavah. I say whatever field meant over here, ask me what field meant before.
So the machloket continues.
Of course, that's why it's a machlokas. Yes, Larry?
Why don't they bring in what we learned in Kesubis, that the ketubah is paid out from somebody's best land?
Because you have a verse that's talking differently.
Because the same, how's that different from
the ketubah? Well, the ketubah is learned from all different stuff. You have to know what ksuvah is learned
term,
from.
From.
But here we're
it's
debating.
It's got to be the
but that's a ksuvah. This is damages. It's different rules. This is the laws of damages versus laws of marriage.
The wording is, would be.
But they don't have psukim. There's no psukim that talk about that by ksuva. You have no verses by ksuva that talk. Here you have a clear verse by damages saying, well, how do we deal with this? So Rabbi Akiva says, look at the simple meaning of the text. Rabbi Shmuel says, forget about the simple meaning of the text. What does the word land mean before? And the word land has to mean the same thing. So that's where we're up to now in our notes. Let's see now. Question. According to Rabbi Shmuel, does he pay from Edus, whether he damaged Edus or Sipurus? Answer one, the case is a patch of the field was consumed. We're unsure which one. So he pays Edus. Objection. If we knew that he ate Sipurus, he would pay Sipurus. That's the cheaper. Since we're in doubt, the one who wants to collect must bring proof. Answer. The case is the damager's Edus is like the victim's Sipurus. And this is the argument. Yishmael holds that the payments are like the victim's edus. Rabbi Akiva holds that the payments are like the damager's edus. Question, what is Rabbi Shmuel's reason? He learns Xera Shava Sada Sada. The field from the payments are made is like the damaged field. Question, what's Rabbi Akiva's reason? Rabbi Akiva expounds, from the best of his field and vineyard he will pay. The field of the one who pays. And there is no Xera Shava. Okay, we'll review this last part tomorrow. And then we're going to have to explain. You know, now the question is, you're right. How could Rabbi Shmuel apply Xerah Shavah? It's going against the simple meaning of the text. That becomes the next question that we'll talk about tomorrow.
This will be resolved.
Who knows?
Why are you worried, Sam?
Well, I don't know.
And if it's not resolved.
Well, that's it. That's not it.
If it's not resolved, the latter rabbis will resolve it.